The bald eagle is both our national bird and one of Philadelphia's favorite mascots. The white-headed, white-tailed raptor made an impressive comeback in recent years, and as WHYY's Susan Phillips reports, you may even catch a glimpse of one on the Kelly Drive.
We've all been there, looking straight ahead or even down at our phones while walking, and something makes us shift our gaze up. It happened to me earlier this week, just north of Kelly Drive on Pennsylvania Avenue, and there it was, a giant, dark and silent, not more than a couple feet above my head, climbing slowly north. I looked around. Did anyone else see that? But the UPS driver was too busy with his packages, and the cyclist was pedaling the hill with his head down. But it turns out I wasn't alone. Some of my neighbors have also spotted the bald eagle while walking along the Schuylkill River near the art museum. Many posted pictures on social media.
Yes, so I was walking. It was a little after 7 in the morning on a Sunday, very quiet. And of course, saw this amazing bird.
Shari Hirsch took me to MLK Drive and pointed to where she first spotted it.
So big, very distinctive markings with the white tail, the white head. And he was doing all these maneuvers.
Clearly, this was not your average bird.
So he was doing maneuvers with his wings and banking and fluttering, and he was descending. He flew over by the edge of the waterworks, by between the art museum and Lloyd Hall.
There are at least 2 bald eagle nests in Philadelphia, and there are more and more spotted overhead each year, especially in South Philadelphia's FDR Park and around Pennypack Creek in the Northeast.
Which is great news. So lucky for you all to have eagles.
Renee Carlton is a biology professor at Berry College in Georgia. Carlton says the city's 2 rivers, which meet at a wetland near the airport and empty into the Delaware Bay, provide a great habitat.
And as the eagle flies, you're not far away from the coast. So all of that, that coastal area especially, that's prime eagle habitat. Bald eagles are making a big comeback.
Carlton says it could be a migrating bird or one that decided the area around the Schuylkill Dam is just a good place to fish.
So the river's a good source for dead and dying fish. And so it could be they're just hunting the river. It could be that there's a nest somewhere.
Jason Weckstein is a curator of ornithology at the Academy of Natural Sciences and says he saw an eagle overhead near the art museum recently getting chased by gulls. Weckstein has already counted about 20 distinct eagles in his suburban neighborhood this year.
What's amazing is if we went back, 20, 30, 40 years, we would not be seeing that many eagles. They were highly endangered at one point.
But no longer. Bald eagles were taken off the endangered species list in 2007, although they still have federal protections. Due to conservation efforts and banning the toxic chemical DDT, Weckstein says eagles, osprey, and ducks are actually thriving, even while the majority of other bird species are declining.
The big story is that when we use good science and we make policies that are based on good science, we can do good things.
Weckstein wonders whether the pandemic has forced more people outside, slowing us down enough to see things we hadn't noticed before. Keith Russell is an urban conservationist for Audubon.
There isn't a single place in the city where you might not look up and see a bald eagle. I live in Germantown, and sometimes I'm on Shelton Avenue, which is a big business district, and I look up, there's a bald eagle.
Despite their dime a dozen prevalence among experienced birders, Shari Hirsch says she's walked here along the river for years and has never seen an eagle so close to Center City.
They're very distinctive. They're ginormous. So is it not that you see a bald eagle in Philly every day?
And that's brought joy to many who caught a glimpse. Susan Phillips, WHYY News.